The Federal Investigation Agency, FIA, has filed another case against Armacon, the primary suspect in the Mustafa Amir murder case, this time for alleged involvement in an international Hawala-Hundi network, illegal cryptocurrency transactions, and online financial fraud. The case was registered by the FIA's anti-money laundering circle on behalf of the state. According to the First Information Report, FIR, Armacon and his father reportedly established a company in the United States to operate a Hawala-Hundi business, earning up to $400,000 monthly through illicit transactions. The agency stated that Armacon converted profits from these activities into cryptocurrency and used the funds to purchase high-value vehicles. He currently owns three cars worth tens of millions of rupees and has previously sold five others. Additionally, the FIR alleged that he opened bank accounts in the names of his employees to conceal financial activity and set up an illegal call center in 2018. This center was reportedly used to conduct telephone-based scams targeting American citizens by collecting sensitive banking information. The funds were directly transferred to Armacon, the agency claimed, adding that his team consisted of 25 individuals who were defrauding at least five people each day. On Wednesday, an anti-terrorism court, ATC, in Karachi extended Armacon's custody with the FIA for 9 more days in the ongoing money laundering investigation. The court was informed that officials had yet to access his cryptocurrency wallets. The court ordered the FIA to produce Armacon at the next hearing on April 24 without fail. The FIA has booked Armacon under Sections 3 and 4 of the Anti-Money Laundering Act, 2010, amended 2020, related to money laundering and its punishments.